The gas lamps in the theater had been extinguished, except for the one closest to Falcon. The theater staff left it burning because they knew he was waiting for Kathleen. Falcon pulled his watch from his pocket and checked it. He'd been waiting for half an hour. Cardus had tried the front door of the theater and found that it was unlocked. Now he stepped into the orchestra area. He saw a single light glowing down front near the stage, and he saw the impressively large figure standing near the light. Cardus drew his pistol and aimed carefully. Through the billowing cloud of gun smoke, Cardus saw the man he had shot at clutch his chest and fall.
Callister! My name's Gilly Cardus, and I got you, you son of a bitch! That's for killing my brother!
I'm McAllister, Cardus. You just shot an innocent man!
No!
Cardus ran from the theater. With his gun drawn, Falcon ran out after him. A couple of people were standing in the front of the theater. They had heard the shot and seen someone come running from the building.
McAllister, what's going on?
Falcon recognized Hayford, the publisher of the town newspaper.
Hayford, get the doc quick. A man just shot one of the stagehands.
He ran to the other side of the track!
Falcon started toward the track on the run. Then he saw someone stumble out of the darkness toward him. It was Deputy Joyner. There was a circle of fire on his coat. The deputy suddenly fell to the ground. Falcon ran over to him and rolled the deputy over. He beat out the ring of fire on his jacket. That was when he realized what had caused the fire in the first place. Deputy Joyner had been shot at point-blank range, and the powder blast from the revolver had set his jacket ablaze.
Joyner, can you hear me?
Falcon put his hand to the young deputy's neck, feeling for a pulse. There was none.
Deputy Joyner! He's over here!
Falcon ran across the track and saw Cody Martin.
Where's Deputy Joyner?
He's dead. Cody, did you see the man who shot him?
I think I did. At least I saw a man holding a gun running that way.
Cody pointed toward one of the railroad signs. Looking back up the track, he saw that the train had already reached the far end of town.
Cody, you better get back to the depot and get those people out of the way.
Yeah, good idea.
Falcon started in the direction Cody had pointed. It was too dark to see anything, and as he got closer, he listened for any sound or movement. There was none. Whoever he was after was remaining very still. Now the train was so close that its headlight beam began to light up the area, and in the darkness along the track, it picked up the gleam of a spur.
Come toward me with your hands up or I'll shoot. I can see you.
Not as good as I can see you.
Falcon suddenly realized that he was being backlit by the headlamp of the train. Using the gunman's muzzle flash as a target, Falcon returned fire. At the precise moment Falcon fired, the train was coming around a small bend, which brought its light to bear on Falcon's adversary. Falcon saw the gunman suddenly throw up his gun, then fall backward, sliding head first down the railroad embankment. Now he was lying in the light of the train, which was pulling into the station no more than 50 yards behind him. Falcon ran to his would-be assassin, and as he stood over him, he saw bubbles of blood coming from the man's mouth.
Gilly Cardis.
Yeah?
I thought you were in prison.
I didn't like it all that much, so I come here.
You'd have been better off if you'd stayed.
Yeah. Looked like it, don't it? Who was that I just shot back there?
You shot the deputy.
No, I mean in the theater. Who was that I shot in the theater?
You shot a stagehand.
Damn. I thought I was shooting you. Ain't that a hell of a note? I'm dying, ain't I?
Yeah.